Let Ferguson's knowledgeable product experts kick off your next kitchen or bath project with the latest in touch and hands-free faucets, high-performance gas ranges, or low-decibel dishwashers. They're really quiet. Request your appointment today at FergusonShowrooms.com. The best decision ever.
Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery in Nashville to discover a wide selection of Whirlpool appliances. From refrigeration to laundry, there's no brand better than Whirlpool. Find out more at FergusonShowrooms.com.
Hey, new AD starting his gig in Nashville. Malcolm Turner, what are your thoughts on that transition at Vanderbilt?
You know, Vanderbilt's never been worried or concerned about going outside the box. I mean, guys, at one point, they didn't even have a quote-unquote athletic department, no athletic director. And I think with this hire, certainly it's not the cookie-cutter athletic director, but it's that when you look at him and his background and what college sports is now, and he's been a business for a long time, let's face it. And granted, he's got a sports business background, which makes it even better. Why not? You know, and I think it's, you know, you have somebody who's probably going to see things a little bit differently, going to look at things maybe from a different vantage point than others would. Maybe a guy that had been in, you know, an AD for 15 or 20 years in an associate role. But see, I think it's good. I think it's good when you bring in somebody that's got a little bit different outlook. It challenges you to think differently and come up with new ideas. And ultimately, it still gets down to being able to win games and being viable. Having the people there, your boosters and your fans and your donors, you know, excited about getting on board.
What's his biggest challenge, Chris, as he takes this job?
You know, Mickey, I still think it's catching up with the Joneses in football. And not just the stadium, obviously. I mean, that's been a big sticking point there, but doing the things, you know, and providing Derek Mason the amenities, everything that he's going to need to compete in the SEC, you know, and they've done some of that over the years. Don't get me wrong. It's not like they sat on their hands. But when you go around the league, the country, and you look at what, you know, Tennessee and LSU and Alabama and Georgia, and let's be clear here, you know, Vanderbilt's beating up on Tennessee with less. So kudos to Derek Mason. But I think to do that and to compete long-term and to sustain that, you know, you've got to invest. You have to invest fully in football in all areas.
Chris, big-time public outcry towards the NCAA again as the sanctions against Missouri came down yesterday for some academic fraud stuff involving a tutor. What's your take on the penalty that was passed down? It's postseason ban for softball, baseball, and football for 2019. But as you read the kind of case study, the investigation from 2015 to 16, which is where I have an issue, but what's your take on the entire investigation and the sanctions that were passed down?
Dawn, I got two words for you. You ready?
Yes.
North Carolina.
What, like they screwed up North Carolina, so
no.
They decided not to screw up Mizzou?
I think everybody that looks at what happened to Mizzou and looks back at the North Carolina case, where's the, you know, trying to figure out the NCAA's enforcement process. And who they're going to spank, who they're not, who they're going to slap on the wrist, and who they're not. It's like skeet shooting. It's a moving target, always. Year by year. I mean, that's what frustrates administrators, coaches, compliance directors. I mean, you try to do it the right way, you know. It's almost as if, you know, if you don't cooperate sometimes, maybe you're better off. So I don't know. I mean, there's something that doesn't sit right with me. That a group of kids that going forward the next couple of years who didn't have anything to do, or going the postseason ban anyway, didn't have anything to do in a lot of cases, with a tutor doing work for, you know, some athletes over the last year or two, that these kids are the ones that are going to be penalized. I mean, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. And again, the thing that Should they be punished? I'm not saying that, you know, if that happened, that there shouldn't be some punishment. Absolutely. But when you look at some of the other things and some of the other decisions, hands down, the punishment, probably more precisely the lack thereof, punishment, the consistency or the lack of consistency is what drives people crazy.
Barry Odom put out a statement and also tweeted it and basically said, I'm looking forward to doing what I can to assist with the appeals process, and then put, together we will fight for this great institution and I will damn sure fight for my team. Any repercussions for Barry Odom for such a strong statement basically against the NCAA there?
Well, I don't know if there will be or not, but good for Barry Odom. I had a chance to trade some text messages with Barry yesterday after this came out, and I'm one of those who feels like Barry Odom's done a really good job there under some tough circumstances. I mean, go back to the situation he walked into on campus, you know, with the strike and all the protests and everything. But he absolutely will fight for his program in that university, and good for him. Good for him, because, you know, that's what you want your leaders to do, is if they feel like their kids or their employees or the people under them have been wronged, then you want to stand up for them. You want to do what you feel like is right. And I think that's what he's saying there. And I can tell you this, and responding to Barry yesterday, he was shocked. He was absolutely shocked that they got that postseason ban. They did not see that coming at all.
Well, Kelly Bryant probably didn't see it coming either. What do you think the reaction was there?
Well, and the good news is, and again, talking to several people close to that situation and Coach Odom, it sounds like he has every intention to stay and not look around and go somewhere else. But no, I could, going back to the whole inconsistency of it all, I could certainly see if he wanted to go somewhere else, why he should be able to. You know, he didn't know, you know, what was going on. Certainly, you know, he decided he's going to transfer to Missouri, and lo and behold, they get a postseason ban. So, it sounds like he's going to stick it out, and he wants to, and it's so good for him. But I don't think, again, if you look at it, again, not look through a Missouri lens or North Carolina lens, if you just step 1,000 feet away and say, what's going on with the whole enforcement process? The truth is, guys and gals, it's been broken for a long time. And I don't know what the answers are necessarily, but the system is broken, and there's got to be some ways to get in and fix it.
I agree with you, CeeLo.
Chris Lowe joins us every Friday and Monday. Chris, thank you for the time. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Okay, hey, when you guys are bailing up with all the celebrities and superstars tonight, think about me, okay?
We'll do it. You're Chris, always our guy.
Chris, you know you have all their cell phone numbers and text number for the big stories anyway.
Every time tonight, make sure you check up with Hollywood, Jason Swain, and tell him I said that, all right?
Actually, Swain yesterday joined the show, and Dan Marino was right after him. So on the way out, he said, tell Dan Marino I said laces out. It's a great line. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Have a great time, guys. Get your
right. At CeeLo ESPN. When we come back, we're going to try to get Dan Wetzel over here. He's got story time with Dan Wetzel, the ultimate bar brawl, one of the great storytellers out there. And this one is unbelievable. Stay tuned. 3HL 104.